This week with Daily Grace, I wanted to take a minute and share with you something I'm involved in, very excited about, and hopefully it'll encourage you for the city you live in and the bigger picture of a gospel movement in the greater area where you live as well. It's something called Saturate the Sound at saturatethesound.com. Think of King and Pierce counties here in Seattle. And with this ministry, it's ultimately a gospel movement. But that's what Christianity is. It's a gospel movement. It's not institutions. It's lives being changed, transformed by Jesus and His grace, daily grace. How does this happen? Abide and respond. In the Greater Sound area, we're starting out with 10 groups, regional groups of pastors and ministry leaders who are getting together to pray for healthy ministries, for encouragement, also for making disciples and outreach across the board, holistic. And that's amazing in my mind because unfortunately it hasn't been the norm, but may it become the norm in every city that overall in America see a national awakening, but in every city pastors would be united, drop logos and egos to a healthy level where you can come together for the kingdom as truly we are one church. A lot of times the people want it, the devil doesn't want it, but pastors are the last ones to enter in. We're seeing this happen in Seattle at the start here. Greater Seattle, Tacoma area, and it's incredible, it's awesome. A couple other things I want to highlight from that every follower of Jesus is on mission. And it's together too, not just individually, the places we live, work, learn, and play. And you can think about the places you live, work, learn, and play. Also, every follower of Jesus is a disciple making disciple. Multiplication, and as you make disciples who then make disciples, that's the movement right there. These then lead to every man, woman, and child experiencing Jesus daily in word and deed. That's the entire vision laid out. When you think of 1.86 million people who don't know Jesus in King and Pierce counties, it happens as we abide and respond, unite together, on mission, not just individually, but united on mission where we live, work, learn, and play. And as people experience Jesus, they'll be drawn to Him. Would you pray today for a national awakening? Would you pray for your city? Pray for the leaders, the pastors, ministry leaders to come together. Pray for the Spirit to move. We wouldn't quench or grieve the Holy Spirit. And pray that all followers of Jesus would live this out, abide and respond. There's so much potential for such a time as this. And what hasn't been the norm in so many cities can become the norm. May God's churches, local churches, rise up. And again, the hope of the world, the local church, the people, rise up together and have a mindset that's not self-centered and me first, but instead together. Let's pray for this, and God's doing it. I wanted to share it with you, and hopefully you're encouraged. And as we're both faithful in the individual small things during the day, each moment, but also big picture and aware of what's going on and what God's doing. Check out the scripture each day, and also check out exploring-faith.com. As our new outreach site, and it's stuff you can share with your friends. Have a great week.